Okay, Chevra, if you remember the Gemara on Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, going all over to Mem Aleph Amud Beis, when we speak about the Mecha, Meshepinahu, so the Gemara says I should not put a little bit of water into it because it will be Mechamim, that will be heating the water, but I'm allowed to put a lot of water into it, Bishvil Lahavshiran. However, Frekta Gemara, wouldn't this be an Isra of Mitzareif? Aren't I hardening the metal? So Gemara says that we go like Rav Shimon, that Darvish Eino Miskavein is Mutter. Right? That's what the Gemara says. So it's not an Isra of Mitzareif. Now, in our conversations yesterday, we said, what do you mean it's a Darvish Eino Miskavein, the Chorvitz of Psyk Reisha? And that's twice as Kasha. So one of the answers that we gave, the most blatant example of this, it could be some of the other shittos are getting at this also, is the Ramban says, no, it's not really a psik reisha, because perhaps this keli was already mitzuraf, perhaps the keli was already hardened, and therefore, further hardening it is not a problem. I don't know for sure that the keli is already hardened. So says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, says the Alter Rebbe, you see from this Ramban, that what the Ramban is really saying is that suffik psik reisha is going to be mutter. And yesterday we explained what a suffik psik reisha is. Suffik psik reisha means the situation that there's a suffik lisha avar on the tzad, that the keli was already hardened, so there's no iser in further hardening the keli. And yesterday we noted that the Mishnah Berurah seems to say that we're going to be mekol halacha on the suffik psik reisha if the iser is an iser d'rabbanan. That was basically our take yesterday, and consequently we had a question on the Shemir Shabbos in Perek Yud Halacha Tesvav, where he wanted to make on Suffolk Psikresha in the case of the refrigerator, where I'm not sure if I unscrew the light bulb. You'll see if you had a comment? Fine. Now another seer, another case of the Suffolk Psikresha that comes up very often is as follows. Margola Befiha Olam. Many people say that if you live in an apartment building, you're allowed to turn on the hot water on Shabbos. No? You ever heard this one? Mm-hmm. People say, that it's like a common shemua out there, that you can't turn on the hot water if you live in a single-dwelling residence, which we call a house, because if you live in a house and you turn on the hot water on Shabbos, what will happen is additional cold water will enter the boiler, and that cold water will be heated up. But if you live in an apartment building, you can. Now, Leman HaMS, there are different types of apartment buildings in this world that have different types of hot water heating systems. If you live in a very tall, high-rise building, I think buildings over 20 stories or something, they have what's called a tank system. What the tank system basically is they have a gigantic tank of hot water on the roof. Now, did we speak about this once? I don't remember what I said where. Right? So you have a tank system, it's a gigantic tank on the roof, and when you open the water, hot water will come down into your pipes from the roof. That's the tank system. Lower buildings don't have a tank system. Lower buildings have a system with a boiler in the basement and the water comes up. But if the building is too high, the water can't make it up so high without massive pumps. So it's not kedai, so they have the tank system. Now, one of the things that occurs in a tank system is that the water does not get refilled every time you open the hot water. In a tank system, you have a certain cutoff, a certain threshold. When the water drops beneath that threshold, what happens is additional water is brought into the system and heated. But that doesn't happen yeder mitvach and darnishdek. It doesn't happen all the time. It happens just when the hot water drops beneath a certain point. Now, a tank system, l'cha'ira, there's more room to be makel on, because when I open the hot water, what occurs is lav dafka. Will the tank be refilled? No? It depends whether or not I'm reaching that threshold. So really, I could argue that in the tank system, it should be mutter based on rules of davar she'eino miskaven. No? It happens that tank systems are not so good for one reason. They found that in many of these tanks on top of the roofs of buildings, they have dead rats or dead humans or dead who knows what. Like, so I don't know if you want to drink the water from the tank system necessarily, but okay, it's no sign. Now, yeah.
How easy is it to say that that's Baba Shem in the sky?
How easy
because
is
it? Because if it's towards my day Shabbos and I want water, I also put hot water out of Shabbos because really I want more water to come in. So I have hot water.
But I don't know whether or not, again, I'm not like a Bucky in the Mitzvahs over here, but I don't know whether the water will come in because it drops beneath, whenever it drops beneath that threshold, a ton of water comes in.
You're right, not an immediate effect, but...
Well, it can be an immediate effect if I'm the Makeh B'Patish, if I'm the one who makes the water drop beneath that surf, that level, so then I'm the one who causes all the water to come in. But first of all, that's probably some sort of grumma. Because I think when it drops beneath that line, there's like some message that's sent to a computer system to refill it, right? Or something along those lines. That's probably some sort of grumma. Again, I'm talking about like the more modern tank systems. I think there are older types of tank systems that operated differently. But the person who explained all this to me is Rabbi David Palmer. He's like a professor. He used to be the best guy in Rosh Hashir. When I was here, he was like the best guy. He knew everything. And he teaches like computer science and physics now in Stern. You know him?
Pesach.
He's like an unbelievable mentor. He, like, but he knows all these Metzius things, Clark. So he's the one who explained to me the different systems. Again, this goes back like 10, 12 years ago. And I think the way it works is that I open the hot water, so I cause the water level sometimes. Maybe, yeah, maybe not. I don't know. Right? So it's for sure going to be a Davar Shein Miskaven, I think. Because I don't know for sure if my opening of the hot water will make it dip beneath that level to refill the tank.
Where's the water coming from?
I think the water gets pumped up in that situation from some source of water they have underground. They use the pump very rarely. They don't want to constantly pump it, but occasionally, dropping the surface, they re-pump it and then...
But the water comes from their regular boil.
It doesn't come from rain. I think it's cold water goes in and they have coils in the tank that heat it. I think so.
How far do you have to go to investigate the Metzius? Do you have to go up to the 20th floor? And
it's probably not a bad idea at some point to go up to the 20th floor.
Because to brush this off, everything as a suffix, some things, these papers are...
Thing I'll say for sure, no building in the Heights has a tank system, because the Heights is zoned that you can't have buildings above 8 stories. Most of the Heights is zoned for 6 stories, but I think Cabrini is zoned for some 8-story buildings, right? Now, the standard apartment building in the Heights has hot water that comes from a boiler in the basement. The standard boiler operates that, again, and if you look at that sefer that I have, the Chimum Mayim B'Shabbos book that I have by my muckle now, so he explains the way boilers work. Whenever I open the hot water, so hot water leaves, and automatically, immediately, more cold water enters the boiler. That's the basic way it works. Now, some people therefore make a mistake. Like in a home, the boiler works the same as it does in the building. Some people say, oh, if I'll turn off the boiler before Shabbos, I don't have a problem, because the boiler's not on. But l'cha'era, I'm still going to be in violation of an iser bishul because the cold water comes in and gets heated up by the hot water that remains in the boiler. The boiler is pretty well insulated, so the hot water that's in there will stay hot for a very long time, and the water will come to Yad Soledes, so turning off the boiler before Shabbos doesn't help. Now, nitzad l'hatir in apartment buildings, and this is in Rabbi Ribiat's book, Footnote 264. The Tzad Lahatir is as follows. If I live in an apartment building where I have a few Jews and many Goyim, each boiler has only one intake valve of new water. That means that if I have a Goy who is using hot water at this time, the hot water is, the cold water, I should say, is already coming into the boiler because of the guy. Okay, Slobodan lives on the third floor of the building. When Slobodan is showering, there's already cold water entering the boiler, and if Yankel Shmerel turns on the hot water, Yankel Shmerel is not making additional cold water enter the boiler, because the boiler has only one entry level, right? Has only one entranceway, and it's already being filled up, Ayide Slobodan's shower. So therefore, Hasvara no senes, that if one lives in an apartment building, one can be makol, says Rabbi Riviat, footnote 264, that I can use the hot water on Shabbos, because maybe there's a goy who already has hot water on, and therefore it remains a suffix secretia. Woo! Isn't that an amazing suffix secretia? Because maybe I have a suffix. Now again, obviously I think this can only be done, even according to the Sar, can only be done at a time when there's a reasonable chance that a guy is washing dishes, or a guy is showering, that someone is using the hot water. Because my opening of the water is not causing additional cold water to enter the boiler, because there's already cold water coming in because of Slobodan's shower. And since I don't know whether or not Slobodan is showering now, it's a suffik l'sha'avar. Suffik l'sha'avar is what we call suffik psikresha. Right? Im tim tzolaymar, Slobodan is showering, I'm not doing anything wrong. Im tim tzolaymar, Slobodan is not showering, there's a psikresha that I'm heating the water. Ah! Suffik psikresha, mutter according to the Taz. This case, let me just finish up and I'll take your question, Yosef. This case, says Rabbi Riviat, might be better than a regular suffik psikresha, because since the way the water enters the boiler is al yedei, when I turn on the water, so I'm creating like a little bit of a vacuum, that additional water is being dragged off. So one could argue that that's called a grumma, and therefore, this is going to be better than the regular suffik psik ratio. But even on the regular suffik psik ratio, you could be mako. Kosher cane over here could be mako because it's like a grumma. Avkan Devarav, he doesn't want to say this openly in the text, that it's mutter. He says you should acquire with a halachic authority, something like English books always do that, no? It's like the way they played the Fifth Amendment. I have a kula. I write the whole kula on the footnotes, and in the main text, right, there may be grounds for leniency, inquire with a halachic authority. What's so funny?
Mm-hmm. He always says you can't read the English books, you have to read the footnotes.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, that's pasha, right? Because they're scared of putting all the kulas in the actual text. Yosef. So we don't do grumma l'chatchila, true, but if I did grumma, it's not considered a real issur d'oraisa. Ma'isa hu d'asur ha-grumma shari, the Gemara daf kuf chaf. So therefore, maybe there are grounds, maybe there's more grounds to be makel. That's the basic yisoid that he has. Yeah?
How do we know that this is a grumma, maybe?
So first of all, most poskim assume, l'chor, this is really not a grumma. Right? The Gemara is in Sanhedrin, Ayin Zayin. They speak about the Bidka Demaya. No, I do not recommend doing this. But if you take somebody and you tie that person up next to the dam, and then you open the dam, and the water comes down and kills the guy, am I chayiv misa or not? So Gemara distinguishes between Kayach Rishon and Kayach Sheni, right? And that's a sugya that's very relevant for the Inyan of Grumma, one of the other books in that series that the Machon for Torah and Technology came out with, after Chim Mayim B'Shabbos, which is the first one, they wrote, by the way, you know, there's a question whether the using of the boiler is a Maisa or a Grumma on Shabbos, and we plan on writing a book called Maisa and Grumma on Shabbos to analyze that issue. And the next book that came out in the series was called Maisa and Grumma B'Shabbos. Most poskim assume that this is called Maisa, not Grumma. You see, it might be called Grumma.
Because it's not Kayach Sheni.
It's not Kayach Sheni, because all the water is built up, it's ready to come in immediately. The water is gonna enter right away. So l'cha'ora, to be mitzdarif the daya that it's called grumma, I think is difficult. That's ha'ara one. Ha'ara two that we have on Rabbi Ribiyat's kula. Ha'ara two is, if we're correct that the Mishnah Brura is only make on Suffolk Psikresha on an Isser Dirabona, not an Isser Da'iraisa. So chick chack boom, I don't have this cool anymore. Because the chimum of the mayim, heating up the water, right, is an iser d'oraisa on Shabbos. It's not an iser d'rabbanan. Right, it would be d'rabbanan if I accept the grumma approach. But once we reject the grumma approach, then I'm not going to be mekel just on suffolk psikresha because l'cha'ora it's a d'oraisa, and I'm not mekel on suffolk psikresha on d'oraisas. Now, yes, sir. On Yontif, Grandma's mother. On Yontif, I thought...
You can heat up the water.
Right, you're
able to heat up the water now. There's no exerce
there. Right, so again, we spoke about that. I thought the pashtus on Yontif is that it should be mother. Even though some could argue that the way boilers work could be a problem on Yontif because the water that's getting heated now won't be used until Tuesday or Wednesday, and I'm not allowed to do a malacha on Yontif for Tuesday or Wednesday, but I thought the Svara Nosenes, that since water cannot come out unless new water comes in...
Isn't it also if water doesn't go in, the boiler will explode?
Yes.
So, then it is kind of for today.
Correct. I mean, so it's another story that's what. But I don't know if the boiler would explode now. Close mind, there's some water. The boiler will explode if there is no, once there's a very little water in it.
Oh, I just thought any steam buildup.
Oh, possibly. Yeah, I think you're right, actually. If it's set for that high that there's real steam, then it will explode. But if the boiler is set for lower, it won't explode.
So this heavier would technically work in a building on Yadid if it's only, if we're assuming that it's only Xeris Darabana?
For bathing on Yontif?
Yeah.
Again, I think we have better coolers for bathing on Yontif that we discussed. Right? You're not going to get me on this one. Yeah.
I'm just missing something. Even if you both open the water at the same time, you're increasing the vacuum there.
I'm increasing what?
The vacuum, the space, which is going to cause more water to come in.
I don't think so. In other words, well, let me say it like this. I'm not an engineer. If anyone has relatives or somebody who works with boilers and knows this Torah, please ask them. I thought the pashtus is that any amount of water that's coming out, new water comes in right away. And it doesn't matter if 10 gallons are coming out because, like, 5 people are showering or if 2 gallons are coming out because 1 person is showering. I don't think it matters. Rabbi Willig, in his Sefer, the English language book on Bishul B'Shabbos, I don't think this is in the Hebrew book, I think it's only in the English, on page 15. Rabbi Willig tainas that the whole Rabbi Ribbi Yekula doesn't make sense because of what you're saying, Yossi. Because he says that some of the water that comes in is attributable to me, and the more showers that are running, the more water comes into the boiler. Domani, or from the people, I shouldn't say Domani, the person I spoke to who knows this stuff felt that that's not correct. And in the My Chimum Mayim B'Shabbos book, the way he describes the Metzius is like me, not like Rabbi Willig, but Adayin Yesh Lodon on that question. Rabbi Willig feels it's Aser no matter what. According to what we're saying, I think it would also be Aser, because Suffolk Psikresha is not going to be Meiko, is not going to be Mutter on an Isser Da'iraisa. So because what we're saying, the whole Svara does not work as well. Yes?
Again, I think I asked this question yesterday. Doesn't the Oya Halacha allude to the fact that it's even Mutter by a Da'iraisa, like by...
We spoke about this briefly yesterday. I think the Lashon in the Mishnah Brura is clear. He's only being made on Drabanan. In the Bir Halacha,
but he talks about a case of Tzad Tzvi, right? So if you don't know if there's a, if you're not sure that there's a deal in the house, are you allowed to close the door?
Mm-hmm. Right? In that Bir Halacha. Let's go through it together, like a different time. Or Mitzvah maybe tomorrow. We could spend time in this and say to, like, to read the whole thing. I am not convinced. Now the Taz might really be saying that's Mutter on Doraisas and the Hanami. And the Mishnah Brura in his Pilpul in the Bir Halacha might also be saying that, but La Halacha, I would argue that the Mishnah Brura is only Mekel on Drabon. Correct.
Yeah.
So it seems to me like to be Mekel on the Doraisa is more difficult. Kach Nira Lefieni Estaiti, although we have to go through this entire Bir Halacha with like a fine tooth comb, every line. Now, Pashtus is yes. The Ran, if you remember, on Chof HaMarach HaDafei Harif, understood the Yerushalmi, the Rabbeinu, the Tana Reb Yona, in the Yerushalmi, the Asu Herchek the Kli Rishon, the Asu Herchek the Kli Sheni, meaning that Kli Rishon Shalei Al Gabei HaEish is Asu Midrabanan. But that Ran is not mainstream. The Pashtus in the Talmud Bavli is that Kli Rishon Shel Al Gabei Eish is also Dereisa. It happens that a boiler might be a Kli Rishon Al Gabei HaEish.
What?
Oh, if I turn it off. Yeah, but still it's Dereisa. Yeah, I think so. That's the Pashtos. Todos Chama is Derabbanon. Todos Ha'or is Dereisa. That's the Pashtos in Talmud Bavli. You're not going to get me to concede that point. Now, some of the fellows asked the question that how can you possibly be Mekel on Suffolk Psik Reisha? L'cha'ora, the classical case of Darash Eina Misgavim versus Psik Reisha is Goria Oda Mita Kise Safsal, I drag a bench. Now, if I'm going to definitely make a furrow when I drag the bench, I'm definitely going to dig, that's a Psik Reisha. If I'm not definitely going to dig, that is a Darash Eina Misgavim. But l'cha'ora, the real issue over there is how soft is the ground and how heavy is the bench. And therefore, it's really a suffig l'sha'avar, and therefore it should really be what we would call a suffig psikresha. The classical case of Gor Adam Mita Kisei Safso sounds like a suffig psikresha. So in my friend, my good friend, not my dear beloved friend, my good friend only, the Minchas Ariel, he asks this question, and he gives an interesting suggestion. He says, then his opinion, Goyra Adam Mita Kisev Safso is not a full-fledged suffix l'sha'avar in the Mitzias, because there's a whole other issue that has to get involved over there, and that's the question of the angle at which I am holding the bench. No? Because sometimes it's not just the heaviness of the bench and the softness of the ground, but it's a particular angle that I'm holding, which is more of a suffix l'haba than a suffix l'sha'avar. We spoke about this briefly this morning. When I'm schlepping a bench, so whether or not I'll dig depends on, right, if I'm just perfectly straight, I'm skimming the surface, I might not dig anything. But if it's a little bit diagonal, so then I will dig. So it could be that that is the issue. Okay, let's leave that point. I think it's an interesting point. It's just a very strong kasha. That's his answer. His answer is that it's not totally only on the metzias as to the hardness of the ground and the heaviness of the bench. It's also totally on how you're holding it. It could be that there's a certain firmness of the ground that will not make a... I will not dig a hole if I carry the bench properly. Right? This is always like whenever you schlep furniture, no? You know that to get the furniture into the room, if you have it at the right angle, it's fine. If you have it at the wrong angle, you're going to end up messing up your paint job. Right? This is Ma'is and B'chol Yom. Okay, let's go weiter. In the Shmir Shabbos Kilchus' presentation of Suffolk Psik Reisha, he quotes that the Mishnah Brura, the Taz, etc. are Mekel, but the Alter Rebbe in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Ayin Zayin and the Kuntres Hafens of Katan Aleph is Machmir. That's what he quotes. And he quotes that the Chokas Yoav is Machmir also. Now, Domani, that it's not abundantly clear that the Alter Rebbe in Shulchan Aruch is Machmir on this. Right? Na'ayena b'devarav. Look in the Alter Rebbe in Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shin Yud Ches Sif Chaf Aleph. Over there he quotes that if I have a Mechum Shepinahu, I can put Mayim Merubim into it. Kedela Hafshiran. I shouldn't be Mitzareif. So he says, no, there's no Isser Mitzareif because Duma Lo Yagi Alatziruf. Now, that Lashon itself Sounds like the first answer of the Ramban. Perhaps that's what Tosfos means over here. And that could be interpreted as saying Safek Psik Reisha is Mutter. And the Alter Rebbe in Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shin Tes Zayin Se'if Daled paskins like the Taz that Safek Psik Reisha is Mutter. So you get an impression that the Alter Rebbe really holds Safek Psik Reisha is Mutter. Aye, what's the other Alter Rebbe that everyone talks about? How come they quote that the Alter Rebbe asers Safek Psik Reisha? So there's an Alter Rebbe in Simen Reish Ayin Zayin. Reish Ayin Zayin is where you have the din in Shulchan Aruch, but if I have a candle that is near an opening, near like a door, no? So the Mechaber writes, I should not open the door because I might extinguish the candle. The Alter Rebbe over there says that the issue is not really I might extinguish the candle. Because if I might extinguish the candle, that's a Dovashin and Miskab, and that's going to be Mutter. Right? LMI, so the Alter Rebbe, it's like a Suffolk Psik Reisha. Why is it a Suffolk Psik Reisha? Because maybe the wind is already blowing outside, and at the moment I open the door, that wind will come in and whoosh, extinguish my candle, and that's why it's going to be Usser. That's what the Alter Rebbe has in Reish Ayin Zayin Sif Aleph. Now, he quotes, the Taz is make on Suffolk Psik Reisha. Aye, if the Taz is make on Suffolk Psik Reisha, this is on that Kuntras Achren. How come I'm machmir in the case of opening the door? So the Alter Rebbe has a nusach that sounds something like, we're only make on a Suffolk Psik Reisha if it's a real Suffolk, but if it is a case, Shema Yavo Bevadai, then it's going to be Aser. And he writes, Ayin Taisus Sanhedrin Pehei Omer Aleph. Now, I was scratching my head trying to figure out what this Alter Rebbe meant. The Alter Rebbe was, by the way, a Goyin Olam. Mamish a Goyin Olam. If you want to know the approach of the Alter Rebbe to learning, you have to read Rav Zevin's article about the Shulchan Aruch HaRav in the book Sofrim Usafarim. Basically, the Alter Rebbe wrote the Shulchan Aruch HaRav because the Mizritcher Magid felt that the Hasidim need a Shulchan Aruch to learn from. The Alter Rebbe felt that his job in writing the Shulchan Aruch is to give halacha with Be'urim, mixed together. It's a safer limud. That's the way Rav Zevin says it. It's a type of book that you should learn on your own. And that's what the Mizritcher Magid wanted. The Mizritcher Magid wanted that every Jew, even the unlearned people, can just read it in chap the dinim, but the lomdim will pick up on the lomdis and they'll pick up on the insights, etc. And sometimes in half a sentence, the Alter Rebbe Mamish, right? In other words, he writes, Ayin Toysa Sanhedrin Pehei Omer Aleph. No? If I'm a lamdin, I go to the shelf, I pull out my Toysis, I look it up, I try to figure out what his kavana is. If I'm not a lamdin, I ignore those words, basically, and I go on. But what's the Taisus in Sanhedrin Pehei Amar Aleph? The Taisus in Sanhedrin is speaking about the case. The Gemara has a suffix whether a ben, whether a son, is allowed to be a doctor for his father to remove a thorn or something. No, because maybe you're going to come to a chiyuv misa by causing your father to bleed by making a chabura. So Taisvis over here discusses, and the whole Gemara is speaking about, isn't it a Dovashena Miskaven? Is it a Psik Reisha? What exactly is the situation? Is there a difference between Psik Reisha and Isser Misa versus Isser Kares? That's all in the Gemara. So Taisvis at the very end, on Pehei Amrav Diva Masko Verebi, Taisvis writes, V'yesh Lomar, D'hod Asin L'hacha Kots V'silu, Mishum dechayshinon kishemaschol lahasir shema yishapech delo sagi ilo hevip sikreishay velo yaniach b'shvokach. Zok Taisvis, the reason why we ask her by the coats is because it's not really a sikreisha, but we're worried that maybe in the process of getting that splinter out, the splinter will move or the father will move his hand or something, and then once he moves it, you won't be able to get the splinter out completely without a psik reisha of making it bleed. It's not a psik reisha to begin with, but we're choshesh that in the process, of removing the splinter, maybe it will move so that you can only get the splinter out ayidei psikresha of making your father bleed. And v'choshesh lo yaniach b'shvokach, v'choshesh that you won't stop mid splinter removal. Ready? Im kenim hadavarim, we understand the Alter Rebbe. The Alter Rebbe is saying, I'm not worried about opening up the door because it's a suffix psikresha. Suffix psikresha should be mutter. How come the Alter Rebbe says I can't open the door? Because I'm worried that maybe I'll open the door a little bit and I'll realize once the door is open a little bit that, if I continue to open the door, for sure it's going to go out. And that will be mamish psikresha v'lo yaniach b'shvokach. And I'm not going to stop opening the door after, right, you know, you'll open the door a teeny bit and you could get a sense of how much wind is blowing. That's what the Alter Rebbe means. The Alter Rebbe is, again, domani, again, b'mechil, Reb Shlomo Zalman is ga'on ha-ga'onim, but it seems to me that it's a teeny bit imprecise what it says in the Shmir Shabbos Kelchasa. He quotes that the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch argues on the Taz about Suffolk Psikresha. It's not true. The Alter Rebbe, in those three places that we mentioned, holds like the Taz. How come he asers by the wind? That's a different vart. That's the vart of Tosis and Sanhedrin Pei. Hey, the vart that once you we're choshesh, maybe you'll start the process, and in the middle of the process, you're going to realize it's a psik resha, and you're still going to continue. V'lo yaniach b'shvilka. Ooh, that's a different thing. That's why opening the doors is going to be aser. Okay. I have more to say. Maybe could we give like a half an hour share tomorrow on Psikresha B'drabonans? Right? If the Olam would be okay, maybe tomorrow we'll give a half an hour share because I didn't get to the issue of Drabonan at all. There's an important Iri here in the Sugya, etc. So let's dive a Mincha and the Mircha Shem tomorrow with about Psikresha and Drabonans.